This week in the Missouri Senate, we review two more of Missouri's soon-to-be new laws.
Senate Bill 57. This creates the Economic Distress Zone Fund to support nonprofits working to combat crime in troubled areas.
Senate Bill 57 modifies provisions relating to funding to certain organizations to deter criminal behavior. Senator Carla May of St. Louis is the sponsor.
And the money from this fund would be used to support nonprofits working to deter crime in the high crime areas in our state.
When she presented her measure to the Missouri Senate Economic Development Committee on January 26th, she told the panel her concerns stretch beyond the urban areas.
As many of us know, the city of St. Louis is struggling with a crime epidemic and a homicide epidemic.
Senator May also points to what is happening in her hometown.
Despite our best efforts, St. Louis and other areas within our state still have high crime rates in the country, and St. Louis having the highest homicide rate, which is actually 10 times the national average.
She cites a recent University of Missouri St. Louis study.
Over the past 8 years, robberies and assaults that end in homicide have increased more than 50%.
This new law will establish the Critical Incident Stress Management Program. The program will provide services for law enforcement officers to assist in coping with stress and potential psychological trauma resulting from a response to a critical incident or emotionally difficult event. In addition, the Economic Distress Zone Fund will be used solely by the Department of Public Safety to provide funding to organizations registered with the IRS as a 501c3 corporation that provide services to residents of the state in areas of high incidence of crime and deteriorating infrastructure. Senate Bill 57 will become law on August 28th.
Senate Bill 36, it's a capital
The governor also signed Senate Bill 36 into law on the same day. This proposal establishes the Capital Complex Tax Credit Act. Senator Mike Bernsketter of Jefferson City also presented this measure to the Missouri Senate Economic Development Committee on January 26th.
And there's five buildings in the Capitol Complex. There's the Capitol, the Supreme Court building, the old federal courthouse, the highway building, and the governor's mansion.
He says the money would be distributed equally.
And 90% of the funds would be used for renovation, 7.5% for maintenance, and 2.5% for fundraising and administrative costs.
Senate Bill 36 will also take effect on August 28th. By law, the governor has until July 14th to sign, veto, or let legislation become law without a signature. With some exceptions, most new laws will take effect on August 28th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.